So from experience, I can tell you that it would take a marketing agency approximately 1 month, at least a couple weeks, but probably about a month to do what I'm about to show you, what this does in a matter of minutes. So it gives us an ideal avatar profile with their behavioral traits or demographics, psychographics, etc. What happens on their customer decision journey?
If they're investing $10,000, I'm going to be like, where can I find 50 or 100 grand right now? And if they're investing $100,000 or $150,000, it's like, where's the $1 million sitting? So I want to end today with a $1 million find, but let's do some incremental stuff along the way.
Instead of taking a large amount of their time, I can only take a little bit of their time. Hey, can you review this and then sprinkle your little pixie dust on it and make it better?
Yep.
That way I get the best of AI and the best of the best copywriters. And to me, that's how like real business owners who are serious get, you know, tremendous results.
Yep.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's margarita tree time of the year. That's what it is. This is my lime tree. And I am going to be sitting down with my good friend Brad Costanzo today. And we are going to be showing you where to find an additional $50,000, $250,000, even $1 million in your business using AI with some of our best tricks. And we are going to be enjoying some cocktails. I'll see you on the inside.
Welcome to another episode of Capability Amplifier on the rocks with my good friend, Brad Costanzo.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's begin with a little cocktail action here. So first off, these are some jewels from my margarita tree. And one thing I have to tell you, we've got tahini on the rims today. So you got to we have to coach each other just in case I got stuff on my lips. You got to let me know if I got shit on the lips.
I'm not saying a word. I want to look better than you.
I know.
By the way, I love that, you know, they say money doesn't grow on trees, but margaritas obviously do.
Oh, I love a good margarita. All right. Well, let's do a little pour here. So Vivian just made these for us, and I guarantee you they're going to be good. This is a fine, skinny margarita.
Yeah, better be.
Okay, just hold on. We got enough for a couple each. And first of all, my friend, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
And salute. All right, let's have it.
Try it out. Thanks. This would have been a good opportunity for a spit take. It would have been for good TV, but that was really good.
Good. It's a tasty margarita. All right.
This is the beginning of the show.
Mm.
We make no claims of where this may end up.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end.
No, I'll tell you what. She did make them nice and stiff. I was watching her with the pour. We have some very, very nice Don Julio in here today. So, I mean, it's such good tequila. It's almost too good for margaritas, yeah. But what the hell, right? So we have a big promise that we're going to make today. And first of all, I think the promise that I wanted to make up front and I challenged Brad to today is where you can find $50,000, $250,000, even $1 million in your business and where you can find it using AI. So my challenge to Brad was, we're going to show you some really, really cool tools and techniques and mindsets that we use when we're advising and consulting and working with business owners. This comes from most recently, Brad and I spoke at a YPO event at Beverly Hills at tennischannel.com. Seriously, one of the coolest places I've ever been at.
I thought your studio was pretty cool. Yeah. And I walked into the Tennis Channel.
No.
They got you beat.
Oh my God. We programmed 7 monitors while we were there. It was over the top. And one other little setup here. A previous episode we did with Tom Lambat is called the Top 5 AI Shortcuts to Reclaim a Day a Week. If you haven't watched that, definitely watch that as well. There's some really, really good techniques. These are those little things that we demonstrated our top and favorite tools. I use these things every single day. I know you do too, Brad. But maybe just to get the things rolling here, why don't you talk a little bit about what you learned, what you thought about when we were preparing today. I'm going to put you on the spot, of course.
Do it.
Because you were just trying out a whole bunch of stuff. Some of it didn't work.
Yep.
You know, that's iteration for you. But what was your mindset getting into this today? What were you thinking about? What did you want to make sure that we walked away with? So I always like to ask that question. If we made this an 11 on a scale 1 to 10, what would you want to feel like we've accomplished or given the audience?
Well, I look at it from the audience perspective because, you know, they're spending their time and with us, I wanted them to walk away with not just, oh, that's neat, but wow, that's something I could do. That's something I need to do. I didn't even know that you could do this. And it would be something that can either, what's more, it's help them save time, save money, or unlock creative resistance, productive bottlenecks, and just look at the things we are doing, because we may go all over the road because AI has so many applications, and it may allow them to go, oh, wow, like I didn't even think about using it in this area. And a lot of people who just dabble with AI, and maybe they're dabbling with ChatGPT, they're using it for personal reasons, or looking for recipes, or they're, you know, writing little emails or little social media posts. But there are so many more things that can be done, and you can really collapse time in a big way. So I think that, you know, if I was on the other side of this watching, look for things and go, oh, that's something I can use, and then write it down.
All right. Well, I think, you know, what I think one of the big ideas that we share and we're doing before we got going here is this whole idea of what can you do in 15 minutes that can save you an hour or two in a week, okay? And then,
or what used to take a week, if I frame it another way, that you might be able to do in 15 minutes.
Yes.
And you don't know until you try. And then,
yeah. Yeah. We love to like to say FAFO, which is F around and find out. And the next thing is, you know, once you've figured out how to save 2 hours and you can build, iterate, and automate, that could turn into 2 days. It could turn into 2 days a month. And like, what's an extra day worth to you? So part of what we're going to demonstrate today is we're really going to get down and dirty. We're going to demonstrate some of the GPTs we built that one, for example, and I recently did this. I was at a JJ Virgin event, had about 80 health business owners in the room. And I opened up and I showed them what we call an application stack. So a few tools, gave them some scripts so they could basically do something that would write a message or a letter. Another one that would help create a presentation. So Laura, who is in the room, took a moment and she created an entire keynote presentation that she had been procrastinating, and she was 48 hours away from presenting in front of 300 doctors, medical professionals, okay? She got it done while we were sitting there, and then I gave her an assignment. Well, she didn't do the assignment, but what she wound up doing is she had just found out, like a couple minutes before, that a copywriter who she had been working with failed her. She had they were already 3 weeks late. She had invested, I don't know, $7,000 to $10,000 on this individual for that particular project, and it was so crappy, she couldn't even fix it. So she...
I've been there. I know how it feels.
Yeah, 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 totally. And the she wound up, inside of about 20 minutes, using a ChatGPT that we created, so I gave her the script, and we'll demonstrate that today, wrote the equivalent of not the entire promotional campaign, but then she said, best of all, that saved her $75,000 per year.
Wow.
So she didn't need that copywriter who has already had failed her. So I think those are a few of the big ideas here. But I want to get back to, you know, let's go through the process that you and I go through when we work with someone. So we sit down and we're going to diagnose. So let's pretend we're going to diagnose a business owner, for example. And we're going to figure out, like, where the big opportunities are, what we're going to search for first. And I think what we'll do is talk about, go back and forth. I'm going to ask you to demonstrate something. I'll demonstrate something. We'll show a result. And then we'll also describe some of the tools we're using. And then towards the end, really just talk about the big money. Because to me, if I'm going to do something with anyone, I want to make sure they get a 3 to 10 times their investment back. So if they're making a $2,000 investment, I'm going to be like, where can I find 10 grand?
Yep.
Okay. 10 grand, like right freaking now. And then if they're investing $10,000, I'm going to be like, where can I find 50 or 100 grand right now? And if they're investing $100,000 or $150,000, it's like, where's the $1 million sitting? So I want to end today with $1 million find, but let's do some incremental stuff along the way. So I'll ask you, like, if you were going to go through, let's say you're going to be doing the diagnostic.
Yeah, sure.
What's your mindset? What is your approach? What do you want to gather? What kind of data? And then, like, if you started prototyping with a founder, what would you do that would blow them away? And I'm going to ask you either just tell me the story or tell me an example of something you've recently done where you had the holy crap, that's amazing.
Okay. So the first thing I do, you know, everybody's got a different type of business.
Oh, right? Just a second. We have to have a cocktail. Let's start with that. All right.
We have to have a sip.
There we go. Fuel. Hello. All right. Back to you, Bob. All right.
So every person's business is a little bit different, but all businesses are relatively the same. There's certain departments. There's certain tasks that have to be done. There's executive level tasks. There's sales, marketing, finance, operations, fulfillment, customer service, et cetera.
Yep.
So one of the very first things I do is I ask, where are the biggest productive bottlenecks? What takes the most creative bandwidth from your team? I mean, if you are in the marketing space and primarily a very marketing-driven company, it might be everything from social media posts to sales copy to content, marketing, et cetera, and just a lot of that. But in some cases, it might be very customer support heavy, or it may be HR. It may be a scaling business that is going through a lot of hiring, and they're spending an inordinate amount of time on job descriptions and applications and interviews, et cetera. So the first thing I try to find is where are the bottlenecks in your business?
Yep.
And what is the biggest headaches? Also, what's taking the most time? What's taking the most money? And what's taking the, you know, and where are some areas that you're just not getting the quality you want? Copywriting is a great example, right?
That's a stupid easy place to begin. Yes. And it's a pain in everyone's side. And I'd say without exception, they'd be like, if I just had something that could write in my voice and write a campaign for me, because I've hired a lot of copywriters. They flake out on me. They don't deliver. When I finally get it, it's unusable, and it's harder to fix it than it is to just start from scratch and throw it away.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And as a marketing-centric entrepreneur for the past 20 years of my life, I've been focused on the marketing side, from content and copy to social media to branding and design and all of that other stuff. So to me, that's really usually the first place that I start. But for some clients, it's not always. But when we focus on that, like cloning somebody's copywriting is insanely easy to do. However, it's not perfect. And some clients will get a little bit upset, like, oh, it's not hitting it out of the park on the very first run. But you and I always talk about, like, one of the mindsets people have to have is it's a first draft partner.
Yep.
I think of this as the 10-80-10 rule. We've all heard of the 80-20 rule. But it's like, I'm going to set the vision. I'm going to do the first 10%. This is what I'm trying to promote, why I'm trying to promote it, some of the biggest angles or hooks that I'm trying to think of. And then normally I would have hired a copywriter to do the 80% of the work, where I come in and polish the final 10. Now I can get AI to do it in a matter of minutes, the 80% of the heavy lifting in the framework, and then I come in with the final pieces. But copy is a big piece. Marketing angles, marketing strategies, thinking of new, maybe even counterintuitive ways to market my business. I built a tool in here called a marketing campaign genius, and I'm still working on it and perfecting it. But the goal was, and I can probably even showcase it.
Yep.
The goal was, how can I take a business and give an overview of it? Here's what they do. Here's who they serve. Here's maybe a unique selling proposition about them and the website, and have this create marketing angles, hooks, perfect avatar profiles, content marketing plan, ads, press releases, headlines, et cetera, just all at once so that I can take it and go, all right, this is something we can build off.
Yeah. So you got yourself the equivalent of a first draft.
Right.
Right. Right.
So one of my biggest clients is a big marketing agency here in San Diego.
Yep.
And, you know, whenever I saw, you know, what AI could do, I went into every single aspect and I tried to revolutionize the entire workflow so that when sitting down with a brand new client, we can get a head start.
Yep.
Let me see if I've got this pulled up, my
right.
little marketing campaign genius. I could give.
Can I bring your app? All right.
I'm looking for it. I have so many things up at the moment.
I'm putting you on the spot. You got it? Marketing campaign genius. So just for the record, what we're looking at right now is what's known as a GPT.
Yep.
So you basically use ChatGPT, program this. We won't get into the exact details right now of what it is. I don't know. We could probably tear it apart in a moment. Yep. But Why don't you just show us an example of what you can do?
Okay. So the very first thing I'm going to do is, and every once in a while it bugs out, but let's just see. So this is something I've programmed inside. I've got a very, very long prompt that's behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So it says here, start with the URL or a brief product or service name and description.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I have a friend of mine. I take his products. It's called Nootopia. Going to give him it's a nootropics, like
sure.
smart drugs. Nootopia.com. The only thing I'm going to do is put in the URL. Okay. And what this should be doing is going out and analyzing who this company is. And you can see it is starting to build out who it is. That way, it already knows what's going on.
Okay.
Now, I could say, I'm just going to say start and see if it knows. Before I begin, it's going to say, is there anything else about your product or service that's unique or compelling that I should be aware of, a unique selling proposition? I'm just going to say no for the case of this demonstration. So from experience, I can tell you that it would take a marketing agency approximately 1 month, at least a couple weeks, but probably about a month to do what I'm about to show you, what this does in a matter of minutes. So continuing on with this, it understands who this customer is, and it starts to give us an avatar profile, an ideal avatar profile.
So that's based upon just looking at the website. You fed it in, yes. And it grabbed all this stuff.
Right. Okay. Now, I could have given it a lot more information. It says, is there anything else you'd like? And for the purposes of this, I said, no, just do what you've got. So it gives us an ideal avatar profile with their behavioral traits or demographics, psychographics, etc. What happens on their customer decision journey throughout the process of researching solutions. Then it gives an elevator pitch. Then it says, I have to hit continue here because it only gives me a little bit. Now, the next thing you're going to see is it's going to give marketing hooks. So these are 10 well-written headlines. Discover the brain power breakthrough that Silicon Valley executives are whispering about. Personalized nootropics. You know, from fog to focus, the transformation story of a skeptic turned brain power believer. These are really good headlines. The next thing it's going to do is give us marketing copy, and this is a beginner level marketing copy, but it gives a headline, an introduction. It'll talk about why this can be used for a landing page. This can be used for something else. Most importantly, this is first draft copy. So that if you're giving this to your team, your entire department, you say here, this is in essence the client's brief about who they are. It's going to continue to go on. I wish this was a little bit quicker, but we've got a traffic strategy blueprint. So I programmed this to create the ideal traffic strategy, prioritize based on what ChatGPT thinks is going to be the most effective in the marketing for it. The next thing it's going to do is come down here to the next section, and I can continue to go on through it. It actually gets pretty complex. I got a sorry, not possible. It shouldn't be done, but every once in a while, what's the next section, upselling and growth. There we go. So it says, not possible. I'm like, well, it is. Upsell suggestions. So, you know, one of the best ways to grow your business is to sell more things of your stuff to your people. And sometimes you don't have anything else to sell. Well, this is giving suggestions. Here's three things you can upsell or cross-sell. It's going to go on. Instead of taking the next 10 minutes to have this thing completely populate, it's going to give us Google ads, Facebook ads. It's going to give us a video script, a 30-day email, I'm sorry, social media content calendar. It's going to give us five emails it will do, and landing page copy. There's probably a few other things I programmed it to do. The point is, if you have a business and you're using this on your own, or you're a marketing agency thinking about doing this, you can jumpstart the entire creative process by, you have this, you hand it out to the right departments, and you go, now go, build upon this, make it better.
Yep.
This is just one small tool that I built for personal use, but I know some of my clients have been getting a lot of, you know, really good results from it.
Right. And I'm going to just repeat what I hear here, because I think to me, the big takeaways are, you can basically sit down with any business owner and delve into their business, even do a basic scrape this website and give me some information and let's start building campaigns right now.
Yes.
Get the first draft made and just start cranking from there. So I'm going to go through my my process that I like to go through, and I'll demonstrate Perfect. Something that basically saved a company $150,000 and made them, I got to do the math in my head, 16 times. Just a second here.
Big numbers.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's worth mentioning almost $1 million, $960,000 in 2 weeks. All right. And it was also we also found, while we did this, a massive hole in their marketing process that I believe was costing them millions of dollars per year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it just came down to asking a few questions. So first of all, I'll give you the mindset, the question. So, and these are like really basic. And again, this is very marketing focused. We'll get into a new product example shortly. But the first thing that's really easy is, what can we do to increase the offer size of the product? All right. The second one is, how can we create something new? I'm going to do a new product creation exercise. That'll be my second example. And then, what can we sell to existing or current customers? It could be new or just reintroducing something. And the other one is reactivating past customers. And then finally, go out to all the people who haven't bought before. Mm-hmm. AI is amazing at doing this when you ask it the right questions and dialogue with the founder, which is, to me, the iterative experience. So I'm going to show you a GPT that I built in a moment here. So this was the backstory on this, and I'm just trying to find the best one. There's two of them. Okay, I'll show the passive income. So I'm gonna show my screen. This is called the Passive Income 52-Week Email Builder. Inside this, what we did is loaded up a whole bunch of customer data. So past their website, a bunch of content, and some interviews we did. And if you look at a GPT, which you of course know how to do, here were the things. We had two books, a 52-week email sequence, and an interview we did, nothing more than that. And then over here, we created some basic prompts. Here's one, create 52 weeks of email campaigns using the instructions provided. All the instructions that are provided here were uploaded from the data. So again, making this as real as possible, like what you do, for example, is you'll meet with the client, you'll say, okay, give me some work examples. You load this up into a custom GPT, which is 100% free, and then start asking it some questions and it builds it for you.
Yep.
Now, in this particular example, which I'll show in a moment, I just want to make sure that the business name doesn't show up. Okay. And right now the ChatGPT is actually arguing me with me, but it will start building these out, and I'm going to just show the results. Again, I'm doing my best not to show all of the client information, but here goes. So this is the 52-week marketing campaign, and it came out with all of... Oops, wrong screen. There it is. These are all the emails. So it came up with all the headlines. And then we loaded up the business description. These are the prompts. And so it came up with the subject, the content, testimonials. And then it created even more details. And then we basically stack the prompts, which again is part of just working with this. And I'm going to show what the results look like. So you can see here we had 125 pages worth of copy and content this thing built, which was completely crazy. They couldn't believe it was happening. And all this happened inside of about 4 hours, including building this and tuning it and producing it. So, you know, here's the subject line, a high line, couple of PSs, and then you know, like one of the topics that people say is, I want to escape the rat race. So yeah. In the interviews we had, this thing, in order of the major objections, started providing copy to overcome all of the objections. So like, here's one: immediate cash flow possibilities. People want cash flow. That was their priority. The next one was, what happens if interest rates rise? Well, that became the next subject line. And then what about safeguarding your wealth against inflation? Okay, that was another one. So basically what this thing does is, based upon the biggest objections that people raise, it wrote the campaigns to overcome each one of the objections. And again, the walk away was, we had, after about 4 hours, 2 years worth of email marketing copy done. Wow. Now, I asked the client, like, how much would you have paid to do that? So I'm going to ask you, like, if someone pays a good copywriter,
yeah, wow,
for 2 years of content, first of all, how long do you think that would take? I know what I think, but then how much do you think that would cost them?
2 years of content, email content primarily.
Yeah.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. And good content, that's yes. The thing. So, I mean, it would take I believe, a really good copywriter, realistically, at least a couple months of working almost full time on this to do it. And that's rare to find, unless you have your own full time copywriter. You're paying them probably a couple $100,000 a year if they're quality. And I actually can't even think of the last time I've hired a copywriter to do 2 years worth of work. It's usually, can you write like a 30-day email campaign or something of that nature?
Yeah, what would you pay for 30 days?
I mean, I paid over $20,000 for something like that.
Right. So basically the answer is minimum $75,000.
Minimum.
Closer to $150,000 is sort of like the price range.
I would say so, yeah.
Here's what's important about this. Now, a B- tier, kind of like better than an executive assistant, but not much more, can actually create all of the copy and content.
Yep.
And then a leader can proof it.
Right.
That's basically, so again, the time savings.
Or you hire that same exact high-end copywriter, but you're giving them 5% of the work to say, proof it for me. Like, that's what I actually like to do. I'd say this allows me to still work with the top of the top experts in something. But instead of taking a large amount of their time, I can only take a little bit of their time. Hey, can you review this and then sprinkle your little pixie dust on it and make it better?
Yep.
That way I get the best of AI and the best of the best copywriters. And to me, that's how like real business owners who are serious get, you know, tremendous results.
Yep. So let's move on to another example, which I get all the time, which is, hey, can I make AI do my customer service, my customer support, or nurture my customers? And you've got two examples that you can talk about. One of them is the Ayn Rand Foundation and Brian Tracy.
Yep.
We both love Brian, of course, and you've been using a technology platform, but why don't you talk about it, demonstrate it, and just show us how this thing works.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll bring up Brian Tracy's here in just a second, but I'm going to show you the one I actually built. What you're about to see, I just built this. So we've got a client who called the Prometheus Foundation, who their entire directive of their foundation is to promote Ayn Rand's philosophy of objectivism, right? And, you know, Ayn Rand passed away, but she's a very famous author and economic philosopher. So if you're looking at my screen right here.
Yep. There it is.
We built this. It has been trained on, if I go back here, I'm showing you inside. So it has been trained on 30 documents so far, 364,000 words of hers, a bunch of videos, a bunch of books, a bunch of, you know, a bunch of content of hers. And now there's a couple things I can do. Number one is I can ask, you know, first of all, there are questions up here. You know, these are pre-selected.
So why are self-interest and individualism important? I'm reading for the audience who's listening to us right now. Perfect. So we have to assume we got some listeners.
Okay, so here's a question. Now, these questions were all pulled out of her content automatically. I didn't have to come up with this. But here's a question. How does this system of capitalism benefit society on a material level? Mm-hmm. I could have typed that, or I could just click it. And Ayn is, or the spirit of Ayn in AI, is going to answer this for us. But, so here it's telling us, and it's taking her writing and it's tried to emulate it as closely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But Where I like to have a little bit more fun with this is the following. I'm going to stop this.
Oh, and just so I know, let's make sure that the speaker is being output so we can hear it as well, because it may have been routed through my HDMI. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to try this. I'm going to put the microphone down here so you can hear it.
All right. That's all right. I turned on the boom mic.
Okay, so here we go.
Like I say, you may have to route your output to your speaker.
Okay, do I have to do something?
You have to go to your control panel.
Is it on the settings?
No, just go to your speaker output.
Is that up here?
That thing, yep. And do speaker output.
Where is sound?
Yep, sound. Yep, MacBook. Okay, it's good. It'll work.
Okay, so let's try this. So if I click on this.
I have this microphone on it. Yeah, so you don't have to change your setting. Just get your microphone back up.
I'm a socialist, and I believe socialism is a better form than capitalism and objectivism. Tell me why I'm wrong.
So right now, Anne's thinking.
Your premise is fundamentally flawed because socialism and objectivism are inherently incompatible. Objectivism asserts that the individual has the right to exist for his own sake, not as a servant to society or to any collective. Socialism, on the other hand, demands the sacrifice of the individual to the collective, negating personal rights.
Now I can stop her.
Your statement is ambiguous, lacking context for a meaningful.
Because I actually didn't say anything there. However, mm-hmm. What you can see is I can sit here and I can have a conversation with the spirit of Ayn Rand. Mm-hmm. And I can, by the way, just so everybody else, I'm not a socialist or a communist. I was just playing the antagonist of her because I wanted her to almost, and I've actually programmed her to somewhat attack me and to have this acerbic wit about her and almost be confrontational because that's how she was in real life. But the point is now this foundation whose entire objective is to promote her philosophies of objectivism can give this to their people. They can make this a resource so that people can learn about Ayn's things without having to read her enormous books or watch all of her interviews. They can sit there and have a conversation with her. We've done this with Brian Tracy as well. So Brian Tracy is one of the most famous motivational speakers, authors, success authors. He's written over 90 books.
Yeah.
And I can have the exact same conversation with him here. Or, you know, one of the things he's great at, he's a huge public speaker. I can say, Brian, I have to give a speech about AI for business owners. Please help me outline it based on your principles and give me an idea for a great opening line. So this has been trained on a ton of Brian Tracy's material on giving a speech and etc. So it says, absolutely, Brad. Now I've logged in, so it knows my name. Mm-hmm. So it's going to tell me to begin with a powerful attention-grabbing statement. For instance, imagine a world where your business can predict customer needs, streamline operations, and innovate products at the speed of thought. This is not the world of tomorrow. It's a potential unlocked by artificial intelligence today. Now, it gives me an introduction. Then it gives me the main points. Then it gives me a conclusion. Now, I can continue to talk to Brian and access the knowledge base that he has on this to give me real advice. And this is not from ChatGPT. This is from hundreds of thousands of words and courses and content that Brian, one of the top public speakers in history, has got. And so Brian is giving this out to his customers and his people so that they can interact with him without having to interact with him personally.
Yep.
It's a tremendous value add. It's really just in its infancy. And I think before long, we'll be able to talk to like a virtual version of Brian where yep. It's him actually talking because there's, as you know, there's virtual avatars that we can build right now.
Yes. Yes. So I think, again, what's this useful? Why does this matter? It's because right now, inside of hours or days, you can build a bot that is programmed with literally the entirety of an expert.
Yes.
All their wisdom, all their knowledge, all their copy, all their content, and determine if you want to make that available only to the creator.
Yes.
So it can be the founder can just have all their body of work and you'll have a creative partner or your team. So it's an internal knowledge base. Or you can make it publicly available on a subscription basis.
Absolutely. Let me just interject right there, because one of the things I didn't show here is, like, let's say, imagine that you've got one of these bots for yourself and you are the leader of your business. You're a thought leader and it's been trained upon every single thing that you've got. What this allows you to do is start to then create content. So it, because it knows you're writing, you can create content that says, write an email or a blog post in my voice, in the voice of Brian Tracy, in the voice of Ayn Rand, that allows us to, or, you know, that promotes an upcoming webinar that I've got about XYZ subject. And because it knows the style, it knows the content, and then you're giving it a directive, it will actually do that.
Yep.
And, you know, this is just, Delphi is just one of many tools. There's another tool I love called Personal AI that allows you even more control, that gives you capabilities from customer support to content creation as an internal tool, as an external tool. And we are just in the infancy of what these tools can do. But if you're not allowing technology to create a second brain for you so that you can tap into it, even if it's just an internal tool, you're really missing the boat on what's possible.
Totally. And this, again, gets back to, if there were a pain I see in here all the time, I'd say almost 100% of all business owners and brands, they will say, if we only had a system that would write copy and content in our voice and then something that had the knowledge base, all of our content to engage and interact with our customer base, whether it would be on social or with emails or, you know, for example, we built a bot for two large brands that enable their employees to interact with the outside world. In other words, they decided they didn't want to, not yet, expose these bots to work independently, meaning completely automatically, but instead, now if there are questions that can only be answered by the founder, they go to the bot first and they get their answers. So it's sort of like a copy paste.
Yeah.
We've also built some systems that automatically respond and react, but then you get to choose if they get sent out.
Yes.
So it's like an in-between.
I call it co-pilot.
Right? Yes.
There's autopilot,
yes,
co-pilot, and manual. Right? Manual is the way we all interact right now.
Mm-hmm.
Autopilot is ask a question, and the AI, exactly what you're seeing with this program here, it automatically answers the question. Co-pilot is like, it's going to draft the answer for you based upon your knowledge base, and it's going to give you the opportunity to edit it and then send it. So it's still in your words, but it's, once more, it's doing most of the work for you. You just have to come in and say yes, no, or maybe.
Yep.
And it's, I think that our world is increasingly going to be like this. I think this is the trend that is unavoidable. The people who get started now, it's like grabbing a surfboard on the tsunami that's already coming in.
Yep.
And, the amount of time it can save you. You know, a lot of these tools, Mike, and I don't know if you've started to play with this. I've just started to do this, which is I'm building up my own knowledge base and my own personal language model. And it's starting to look at my emails and draft replies based upon my knowledge base and my style. It's not sending the replies yet because I still want to look at them. But think about, you know, your email inbox and how big and nasty that thing can be.
Yep.
Imagine in your drafts, you have all the emails you've gotten, you've got replies already in draft ready to go, and all you have to do is either send or edit two or three words.
Yes.
How much time does that save you? And then what do you, the biggest question is, what are you going to do with the time it saves you? Are you going to go golf more or, you know, go shopping, or are you going to actually, work on the most important creative endeavors that entrepreneurs do, which is create bigger, better offers, out-compete.
Yes.
And that's the space that it gives you to really excel as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And my answer to that, when I get down to it, one of the things that changed my life is a couple of years ago, I decided to value my time at $10,000 per hour. So I only, unless I am playing or having fun or being with my family doing passion, love projects, I say if it's not worth $10,000 or more, it's a hell no.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I can't do it immediately or delegate it, then I'll value it that way. Now that doesn't mean I'll pay someone $9,999 to do something. Yeah. I judge it differently. Now, because of AI, my goal is to value my time at $25,000 per hour, okay? It's a mindset shift. So it's sort of like, how do I use it as an amplifier to create more value?
Right.
So let's move on into that, because I'm going to introduce another big idea. I'm going to insert a mini commercial here as a setup that will make sense, which is this platform we've been building for a while called digitalcafe.ai.
So good.
So I'm going to let the commercial speak for itself, and then I'm going to make this practical and tactical. But the setup would be, I want you to imagine if you could sit down with someone who would extract a huge opportunity, a massive amount of business value for something that you don't have the time, money, energy, team, capabilities, know-how, education to even get it done. It's nothing more than a fleeting dream, but you know in your heart that that could be worth an extra $1 million, $5 million, $10 million per year. How could you invent and create that thing almost immediately? So the setup here is the tool, which I encourage you to test and try out when you go to digitalcafe.ai. Here's that little mini commercial. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you what we've done with the data inside it and how you can emulate this yourself.
Welcome to the world of 3-second attention spans and fewer than 20 seconds to get a prospect's attention, engage them, get to know, like, and trust you, and say, I want and need what you have. Let's make a deal. Now, introducing Digital Cafe AI, a relationship building AI that will take your hard-earned leads and make them feel like you're sitting down with them for a cup of coffee, listening to their needs and responding to them with a personalized, useful, resourceful solution. It's the perfect AI team. A Digital Cafe AI does hours or days of work that normally requires an expensive team of specialists in minutes. It's the fastest, easiest, automated way to get attention, engagement, and trust to close bigger deals faster. A Digital Cafe AI is a done-for-you service that can be adapted to any B2B or B2C business. Money loves speed, and time kills deals. So visit Digital Cafe AI to see how it will work for you.
All right, so that's the tool.
By the way, Mike, how much did you have to pay to get your own commercial on your own show? That's what
I charged myself a lot.
Is that Super Bowl level?
Okay,
is
it? So it's $25,000, three minutes to $25,000. But here's the setup and what I did. So I did this ahead of time. Now, every time someone communicates with the Digital Cafe system, it's asking them questions. So it's going to ask your name, your email, pitch me your business. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest opportunity? What's your biggest challenge? What's your biggest dream? And then any question you have about AI.
Yeah.
And we're mining that data. So whenever we talk to someone, we're going to really try to dive down into what is there that we could create that would be 3 to 10 times more expensive, okay, than you already have. So more valuable. How can you create more value for your client? Or how can you mine some data to find something you might not see?
Right.
So in this particular case, I'll bring this up on screen. I'll show my display, which is, it says, big challenge. I don't know if you can see that here. It says, summarize. And I basically said to this thing, I need specific challenges. Give me a list of the 10 most specific business challenges that could be turned into software applications that would be worth $5,000 to $10,000 or more per month as a SaaS product, okay? So basically, it came up with these ideas. One of them, and again, this came from, let's say, around 600 blobs of data from real customers, okay? These are high-value business owners and founders. Competition analysis and differentiation. Tools for businesses to analyze their competition in real time and find differentiation opportunities. Okay, that makes sense, right? Social media engagement and call to action optimization. That's good. Customer acquisition and lead generation. Well, duh. Innovative revenue models. Okay, again, so listen to those. High impact presentation and networking opportunities. noise reduction in market communication, operational efficiency for niche sectors, okay? Brand recognition and marketing efficiency, financial management and cash flow optimization, team hiring, scaling, and sales process automation. Now, one of the things that we do is we're always building our playbooks, our own systems to do this. But what I did then, and again, I'm going to put my screen up here. It says, based on the first example, I want you to design a specific product specification for that specific client and their business segment. Use all the information about that customer for competition analysis and differentiation. So basically, here's what it came up with. And this is a good idea. Okay, it says, product specification competitive edge analyzer. Well, that's interesting. Okay. I like that. Customer target segments. So basically he said this is in a highly competitive market. Okay. And then what it does, it's a unique SaaS platform designed to provide businesses with deep insights into their competitor strategies, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But it basically designed what should be on the dashboard, the differentiation opportunities finder. Okay. Market trend analysis, sentiment analysis, and then it described like the technology needs, the pricing module, and then it drilled down into the actual individual who submitted that original idea. I know it came from multiple people, but it even validated the pricing of $4,000 to $12,000 monthly based upon the estimated revenue of that particular person. So wow. Here's what's important. It's possible now to build a bot, like I built that bot in about 20 minutes to analyze my data and then help me come up with ideas that could help monetize and create more products, okay? So, and then it's possible with someone who works alongside you who knows how to use AI, like you, you could basically sit down and actually start developing the business, the product, the marketing, the content, the videos, everything. And, you know, this past week, we built and launched a brand new business. And this particular one is built on top of this platform that I started with my son. It's audiobook in a week. And we did all the copy, all the content, and, you know, built out the website. So the net result is it's possible now to invent a product built on real data, design it, execute it, iterate it, and have something up and running that you can start taking money in days or a week.
Right.
So and what you, have you?
Yeah. And you, I mean, you coming from a software development background, and you've got had multiple software companies. Like, how long in the past did this stuff take when you had your idea to actually MVP product? It would often take
tens,
if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Cost of freaking... First of all, risky as hell, and you're hallucinating your interpretation of a market hallucination, right? It's sort of like, just because I hallucinated that someone needs it doesn't mean they really need it. And so I'm out probably 4 to 6 months, several hundred thousand dollars, and you know the pain of building the marketing materials all by hand, the number of people you've got to engage. Now... Right. You can basically prototype, engage, create something with a couple of smart AI people.
Yeah. And that's the key. Prototype it, validate it, then roll it out, or you know, keep it or kill it is one of the critical things. And I think that's one of the areas where AI really helps us. It helps us iterate quickly.
Yep.
Get over creative resistance, get these ideas into market, whether it's copy or whether it's software or tech or something else like that. You know, the other thing, I was talking to another client recently, and we had this both epiphany together. Have you ever heard of everybody's heard of the service trilemma, which is you can have a good, good, cheap, or fast, pick two. Because good, cheap, and fast is impossible.
Yeah.
But it dawned on me that AI actually solves this service trilemma.
Yeah.
Because you can get when you use AI as a co-pilot with an expert... Right, you need to have an expert who knows what they're getting. You can have it fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it cheap because I mean, if you just look at what ChatGPT can do, $20 a month, it's basically free for the most powerful software we've ever seen. And it can be really good if you know what to look for, or you're working with an expert who knows what good is, and they can use the speed of AI and the low cost of AI. Plus, if you're working with that expert as I mentioned with a copywriter, you can work with the best experts, but I don't need 2 months of your time. I need 2 hours of your time to look at this. Good, cheap, and fast. For the first time, we can solve that trilemma. The bad news is everybody can. So this is the kind of the double-edged sword of AI, right? Is that when everybody has the advantage, nobody has the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true yet because still so many people are not utilizing it. You look at this.
A tiny percentage.
Tiny.
Yeah.
But those who do use it have got a tremendous head start.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the key is to know what's possible, to know how to play, how to iterate, how to get it into effect quickly and learn as you're going rapidly. Work with experts, whether it's a, you know, somebody who's an expert using AI or an expert in AI to do this, because the window is closing quickly. And we all know, I mean, this is a hell of a weapon.
Yeah.
If you know how to use it, and it can save you time, money, give you speed. It's exciting. It can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, right. And before I provide a significant, a big call to action for everyone who's watching and listening, I want you to talk briefly about stacking automation, because that was something we were talking about before the cameras started rolling today. What is stacking automation? Why is it so important, especially when you talk about the good, cheap, or fast?
Yeah.
Because when I was listening to you right now, I'm like, that is the secret.
Yeah.
Is when you understand this concept of stacking automation, that's when you can have all three.
Right.
So
automations are, you know, I've heard you refer to it in this, and I've used this analogy, but like AI by itself is a brain in a box, right? It actually doesn't do much. It still requires you to do it. But when you bring in automation, and some people are familiar with automation, they've used tools like Zapier, Make.com, et cetera. These are programs that let different programs talk to each other. It's real simple. Like, if this trigger happens, then do this action. That's the most basic automation.
Yep.
So when you start to think about the things that you do manually, whenever you're doing a task, like I do this first, then this, then this, then this. And I use this program, then this. You might use 4 different programs in order to do this. Let's just say it's a blog post about something. I'll use a very basic example. The first thing I have to do is come up with the idea for the blog post.
Yep.
Then I might have to do some research. Then I have to write it. Then I have to find images for it. And then I have to put it onto my WordPress blog. And then I have to hit publish. And then I have to share it on social media. Well, each one of those is either a task that a human used to need to do, or a tool that needed to be done. Now, AI can do a lot of it can do the ideation of what topic should I do? And you can build an automation, which is a series of steps that says, you still need to trigger it. You might need to say, like, go. You might need to push a button.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will go, you can have it. And we built these, right? Go research this topic, find the top 10 keywords, populate this little database. The database could be an Airtable, it could be a Google Sheets, it doesn't matter. Then you can have AI automatically take that and write a blog post, bring it back to the database.
Or it can write 4.
Or 40. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And then it can go create the images or find those images on, let's say, a stock photo, but it can create them.
Why not create them? Because now you have no licensing. You don't have to worry about a lawyer ever sending you one of those nasty messages.
Bingo. Then you can have it SEO optimize it. Then you can have it post automatically to your WordPress and either save it in draft for a human review or automatically post it. And then you can have it automatically shared on all your social media sites. And then you can have it draft an email that promotes it to your list. And then you can have it loaded in your autoresponder and send it out to your list. Every single one of those steps has been, we've done it, automated. And that is where the magic really starts to happen. So not only is AI creating great things, but the robots are doing this. So you got the mind and the body, right? So that this is what to do, and then this does it. And all it takes is a little bit of expertise to go, what do you need to do? What are the steps you're currently taking? And then how do we build the automation in place? And then once you build it, it's built.
Right.
And that means no contract labor costs, no employee headaches, et cetera. You know, however you view that, as this is going to be terrible for society. It's taking all of our jobs. But like we've said, AI is not going to take your job. People using AI are going to take your job.
Yeah.
But the automations are huge. And that's just one example.
Yeah.
But I tell every single client I sit down with, I say, think about all the creative bandwidth you've got. What are all the productive bottlenecks? What are the routine tasks that you hate doing that if you could hire a robot to do it, you would do it? Because guess what? Those robots, they're here in the workforce and they're ready to work.
Yep. And
they don't need 401ks.
And you don't have to wait. So what I've been telling people all along is the smartest thing you can do, first of all, but what if everyone else does it? Here's the thing. Nobody else is going to be, you're going to be 100 years ahead of someone when the laggards catch up. Okay. So first of all, that's the dumbest thing ever to worry about. Yeah. Okay. That's what scarcity-minded fools think about. The second one is, all the but what ifs. It's like, who likes to wait and overspend? Humans should be doing human things that create massive value.
Yes.
And yes, there's going to be a period of time where there's going to be some worries and concerns. But you know what? When people saw things through a linear lens, I've heard this before. There were a lot of people, there was a whole thing that got generated, negative press about bicycles.
Yeah.
And that girls couldn't become pregnant if they rode on a bicycle because the seat would make them infertile.
Hashtag science.
Yeah, right. And every major technological explosion resulted in a whole bunch of pushback by the laggards and the fearmongers. And most of the time it wasn't true. And I firmly believe that statistically speaking, the world is a more peaceful, safer, wealthier, richer place than ever before in human history. And for the most part, only stupid people die of measles. Okay. At least the ones who don't get. Right. What is important to realize is that, history isn't on your side if you're going to argue for shoveling poop instead of buying a car. Yeah. So if you want to stick with your horse, go right ahead and welcome to being a Neanderthal.
Right.
So that's my not so subtle way of saying there's nothing. The cat's out of the bag. There's nothing you can do about it. There's so many open source models already. This stuff is going to be built into every device. And
Just a thing to live with. Just today, before we went live, I showed you that I logged onto Google Docs on my thing in Google Sheets, and immediately Google's Gemini is now, at least in mine, built in to Google Docs and Google Sheets, which is an AI-assisted co-pilot. It's here. It's a tsunami. It's coming in. So you can get tumbled in the tsunami.
Yep.
You can run for cover. You can try to grab a boat, or you can grab a surfboard. You know, that's how I look at it. But it's really. And you mentioned this, but I love the fact that it actually is going to enable humans to do the things that only humans really can do.
Yeah.
And that's connect with each other, add tremendous value, innovate in ways that computers still can't do. And I think that all business owners, entrepreneurs, not only want to do that for themselves, your employees want to do that.
Yes.
People want to be innovative. People want to add value in for the first time.
And create more value and belong and have more reasons. This is the nature of humanity. The universe wants expansion and evolution.
Right.
It's natural and normal and it's good.
Yeah.
All right. So
leaving it on a philosophical note. I love it.
I think so. So let's bring this home. So if you were gonna make three recommendations to founders, owners, business leaders right now, owners, business leaders, about how to best take advantage, embrace AI, what would you say?
Oh, that's easy. Number one, just start, play. Play is the single biggest thing. Curiosity, play, F around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's there can be no better way. There's a tremendous learning curve on this. I don't know if it's like a steep learning curve, if that means like you learn it quick. When we work with clients, when I work with clients too, they don't need me for a year to figure this out. It's a fast thing. We get them in, we build the solutions. We go, oh wow, I didn't know I could do that. Now I'm enabled. But they get that from playing. And once they know a handful of the workflows, instruction sets, and mindset shifts, everything changes and it's quick. It's like, you know, riding a bike, literally. But that's the number one piece. Number two, audit what you're doing now. Go take a walk, sit at your desk, think about what's taking the most creative bandwidth, what's taking the most routine manual tasks, where am I spending a lot of money, where am I not getting the quality of results that I want, and I'm paying a lot of money for it. Copywriting is a good example, right? I'm a trained copywriter, and I made a lot of money selling copy services to people, and I'll be damned if I can't use AI to get almost as good as me. But audit yourself and your business. Where are you spending all the time? And then either try to figure it out on your own or reach out to somebody, you know, reach out to us, whatever, and ask for help, because it's there and we can compress the learning curve a lot. But that's the advice I give.
Yep.
Don't ignore it. That's number one.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely an ignore at your own peril. So I'm going to give you my version of the same thing. And full disclosure, this was created with help by AI. So I'm going to end our show today with a call to action that was originally created with a brainstorm session with real humans. And then right before we came on, you fed it into Claude.ai and built a speech. And it needs very, very little additional help. And then when we come back, we'll close this out. So you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Here goes. I'm gonna perform a script for the camera. In the past year and a half, I've shown and helped thousands of business owners and founders how to use AI to save hours of time each week, increase team productivity, and ultimately make more money without adding overhead. But when I sit down with these leaders, a few key questions always come up. How exactly do I get started with AI? What should I use it for? What programs and apps are best? Or do I have to build something from scratch? And how do I implement AI smoothly without causing an internal mutiny? Now, let's face it, employees can understandably be afraid of AI replacing them. But implemented thoughtfully, AI can make teams significantly more productive, profitable, and free them up from tedious tasks to focus on higher value work. Now imagine if under 2 hours you could learn exactly how AI can help your specific business, discover the best applications based on your needs, walk away with a 90-day implementation plan guaranteed to drive revenue, productivity, and time savings. That's what our AI Accelerator Blueprint delivers. In a single discovery session, we'll audit your business, offers, website, challenges, and dreams. And we've already built solutions for nearly every B2B and even B2C scenario, including healthcare, real estate, wealth management, investing, family offices, professional services, coaching, advisory, consulting, construction, software and SaaS, longevity, wireless and mobile, space, nutrition, and personal development. Now, after you meet one-on-one with my AI advisor, you'll get a customized 90-day plan outlining exactly how to leverage AI for a 3 to 10x ROI within 100 days. Now, I'm so confident in the results that if we can't identify an ROI, I'll refund your investment, no questions asked. Now, we have a rule here. If we don't feel as though we can give you a 3 to 10x ROI in less than 100 days, we're going to tell you right away, but we've never seen a business that can't benefit from AI. So after that, you'll have a session with our chief AI officer to deliver your plan, resources, and implementation recommendations. We'll describe what to do next to hit the ground running. Now, I'll be 100% transparent with you. Once you get your blueprint, you're going to want to work with someone who can implement or train your teams to help you achieve your goals faster. We have a full done with you and done for you fractional AI team available who can get days or even weeks of work done in hours. So if you're ready to get started, just head on over to mikekoenigs.com/start or click below to schedule your discovery session and answer a few questions. We'll take it from there. So I'm looking forward to showing you how AI can transform your business. All right, what do you think of that, Mr. Brad Costanzo?
I loved it, and I'm at the bottom of my margarita.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to make a couple more.
I don't think we're too sloppy yet.
No, we're definitely not too sloppy. So here's how I'm going to finish it off, and I'll let you have the final word. Ooh. So hopefully you've had a great time. Hopefully maybe you made yourself a cocktail too. This was brought to you today by my margarita tree out in the front of my house, the beautiful lime tree. These things are so juicy and delicious. But if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you support your sponsors. That'll be us. But also, more importantly, I hope you enjoyed this. And if you know anyone who could benefit from learning how to use AI, implementing AI in their business, make sure you share this episode with them. And we'd really love it if you would give us some 5 stars at Apple iTunes or on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. And Brad Costanzo, I'm going to let you finish it off. What do you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for spending the time with us. If you have, and if you haven't been taking our advice to use AI to summarize YouTube videos that you don't want to watch, because quite frankly, I don't watch many videos anymore, thanks to you and your prompt.
Oh, the 30-30. Yeah, was fun.
Yep. Analyze a YouTube video. I think I don't want to train too many people to do that, because then they won't watch us. But
yeah,
I appreciate everybody's time. And yeah, once more, if you have any questions, just hit us up, because we are here to help.
All right. Well, with that, thanks for watching, and we'll see you online soon. Hopefully we'll be working with you soon. Salute.